Pippa, a white mouse, lived in the laboratory and never went out in the yard because she was afraid of the gardener's cat that lived there. Once, watching from the windowsill, Pippa heard a plaintive squawk. Under the bush, a little bird floundered, unable to take flight, unable even to move on the ground. Pippa saw the cat creeping forwards, getting ready to pounce. She took courage and jumped in front of the cat's nose. Once the cat saw the mouse, she immediately forgot about the bird and started chasing Pippa. Pippa knew all the best places to hide in the yard and led the cat on a long chase from shelter to hidey hole. For so long did Pippa distract the cat from the bird that when the gardener called the cat in for dinner, it immediately forgot about the mouse and the bird and opted for an easier meal. Pippa caught her breath after the long run and headed towards the place where she had first seen the little helpless bird. She was still trying to take off, but couldn't do it no matter what she tried. Feeling sorry for her, Pippa went closer and asked, "Friend, what happened to you? Did you break your wing?" The bird sadly replied, "No, my wings are fine, but not a single bird of our kind is adapted to move on the ground. Our claws get in the way, you see. We do well in our vertical nests and spend our whole lives in the sky, never to land on the ground. We even sleep in the air. We fly day and night, but if we happen to land on the ground, we are doomed to death." "What is your name and which family do you belong to?" Pippa asked. "I'm a swift, but you can call me an apus, like the birds of paradise which are deemed not to need legs," answered the bird. "At first I thought you were a swallow, but now I understand how different you are," Pippa said, surprised. "Yes, swifts are like swallows, but we are very agile and fast in flight," she told the mouse. "Climb onto my back," Pippa suggested. "I will run, and you will be able to fly up into the air." Pippa took the small swift onto her back and ran. Suddenly, she heard the rustle of wings and felt the weight disappear. And when the rescued bird flew over her head, she sighed with relief. "I am now indebted to you. You saved me from death," said the apus. "If I can become your messenger, ask whatever you want, and if it is in my power, then I will do it," she promised. She turned several times in the air and then flew away. Pippa was very happy that she'd been able to help her winged fellow and participate in a real rescue mission. Now they were sisters forever. No matter that each spoke a different language, for them the most important language, one which they both understood, was that of the heart and love, universal for all beings in the world. Pippa sat on the windowsill night after night, watching the sky from the window, waiting for the bats and swifts to appear. Night came, and the bats and swifts began to circle in the air. Pippa understood the voices of the bats very well. They could communicate and told Pippa about swifts. "Swifts are migratory birds and must fly through many countries until they reach warm India, where they spend the winter and then return to their homeland again. Their homeland is where they hatched and learned to fly, and although they could stay in India forever, as it is always warm there and there is never snow and frost, even to save them the trouble of making such long flights over such long distances, their homeland is always the same, and all the following generations of swifts should be born there." The next day, the swifts set off on their distant flight. They flew day and night, and when they reached India, they were met specially and treated with great honour. They were met as heroes, who had flown so far and overcame so many obstacles. To be such skillful travellers demanded special skills and knowledge of navigation. For their courage and bravery, they were honoured, and a festival was held dedicated to the arrival of the swifts in India. In Udaipur, a music festival and competition were scheduled, timed to coincide with their arrival. The concert was to be held in the famous music garden located on the banks of the Milky Lagoon, close to the mountain, on top of which stood the Temple of the White Mouse, revered as the avatar of a deity.